ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायण। कैंटो 4 चैप्टर 30। चैप्टर इज एंटाइटल्ड द एक्टिविटीज ऑफ द प्रचेतस। टेक्स्ट नंबर 36। यत्र नारायण साक्षाद् भगवान् न्यासिनां गतिः संस्तुयते सत्कथासु मुक्तसंगैः पुनः पुनः। यत्र नारायणः साक्षाद् भगवान् न्यासिनां गतिः संस्तुयते सत्कथासु मुक्तसंगैः पुनः पुनः। संस्तुयते सत्कथासु मुक्तसंगैः पुनः। ट्रांसलेशन। द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड नारायण इज प्रेजेंट अमंग्स डिवोटीज हु आर एंगेज्ड इन हियरिंग एंड चैंटिंग द होली नेम ऑफ द सुप्रीम पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉडहेड। लॉर्ड नारायण इज द अल्टीमेट गोल ऑफ सन्यासीज, दोज इन द रिनाउंस्ड order of life, and Narayan is worshipped through this Sankirtan movement by those who are liberated from material contamination. Indeed, they recite the holy name again and again. Purport by His Divine Grace Abhay Charanarvind Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada. The Mayavadi sannyasis are missing the real presence of Narayan. This is because they falsely claim to be Narayan himself. According to the customary etiquette of Mayavadi sannyasis, they address one another as Narayan. To say that everyone is a temple of Narayan is correct, but to accept another human being as Narayan is a great offense. The conception of Daridra Narayan or poor Narayan, an attempt to identify the poor with Narayan, is also a great offense. Even to identify Narayan with demigods like Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva is an offense. Yastu Narayanam Devam Brahma Rudradi Devatehi Samatvinaiva Viksheta Sapashandi Bhavet Dhruvam. One who considers Lord Narayan on a level with great demigods like Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva is immediately listed among non-believers. The fact is that by performing Sankirtan Yajna, one can immediately please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then Narayan himself descends and immediately is present. In this age of Kali, Narayan is immediately present in the form of Lord Chaitanya. Concerning Lord Chaitanya, Srimad Bhagavatam states, Krishna Varanam Trisha Krishnam Sangopangastra Parshadam Yagyai Sankirtana Prayair Yajantihi Sumedhasaha. In the age of Kali, intelligent persons perform congregational chanting to worship the incarnation of Godhead who constantly sings the name of Krishna. Although his complexion is not blackish, he is Krishna himself. He is accompanied by his associates, servants, weapons and confidential companions. Bhagavatam 11.5.32. After all, human life is meant for pleasing Narayan, and this can easily be done by performing Sankirtan Yajna. Whenever there is congregational chanting of the holy names of the Lord, Gaura Narayan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead in his incarnation of as Lord Chaitanya, immediately appears and is worshipped by Sankirtan Yajna. In this verse, it is said that Narayan is Nyasinam Gutihi, the ultimate goal of the sannyasis. The goal of those who have renounced the material world is the attainment of Narayan. A Vaishnava sannyasi therefore dedicates his life to serving Narayan. He does not falsely claim to be Narayan. Instead of becoming nirvaira, envious of other living entities, one who tries to become Narayan becomes envious of the Supreme Lord. Therefore, the attempt to become Narayan constitutes the greatest offense. Actually, when one chants or discusses the transcendental activities of the Lord, he immediately becomes non-envious. In this material world, everyone is envious of everyone else. But by vibrating or discussing the holy name of the Lord, one becomes non-envious and devoid of material hankering. Because of our envy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, we have become envious of all other living entities. When we are no longer envious of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, there will be real peace, unity and fraternity in human society. Without Narayan or the Sankirtan Yajna, there cannot be peace in this material world. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda Sahodito Gaurudai Pushpavanto Chitro Shando Tamonudau Yatra Narayana Sakshat Bhagavan Nyasinam Gatihi Sangstu Yate Satkathasu Mukta Sangai Punah Punah. The Supreme Lord Narayan is present amongst devotees who are engaged in hearing and chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, the holy name of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Lord Narayan is the ultimate goal of sannyasis, those in the renounced order of life, and Narayan is worshipped through the Sankirtan movement by those who are liberated from material contamination. Indeed, they recite the holy name again and again. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So in this chapter entitled The Activities of the Prachetas, we are seeing how the Prachetas are offering prayers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead who has appeared in front of them. And these series of verses are very, very wonderful. Today's verse is stating that Lord Narayan is present amongst devotees who are engaged in hearing and chanting the holy name of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. For the past few days, we have been hearing how the Supreme Lord Narayan explains to Shripad Narad Muni that actually his presence is felt most prominently amongst the association of devotees who are engaged in hearing and chanting his holy names. Naham tishthami vaikunthe yoginam hridayeshuva yatra gayanti madbhakta tatra tishthami narada tatra tishthami narada yatra gayanti madbhakta. So literally speaking, here Lord Narayan is explaining that how many times the Vedic literatures refer to his existence in the supreme abode of Vaikuntha, the planet of or the world of no miseries, no problems. Kuntha means anxiety, problems, and Vaikuntha means where there is no such existence of anxiety. So, yes, the residence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead has been given as Vaikuntha, the place where there is no anxiety. Also, there is the existence of the spiritual world per se, beyond the material coverings, each more powerful than the previous one, earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, ego, 10 times more powerful and more broad, more area to cover than the previous, one comes to the Virija, the transcendental river, which is the boundary between the material and the spiritual universe. And beyond that is the most effulgent Brahma Jyoti, within which millions of planets are, or unlimited planets are floating, the Vaikuntha Lokas. So yes, there is the existence of the spiritual world, actually. It's a fact. So although this verse literally means, Na Aham Tishthami, I am not situated in the Vaikuntha planets. Yoginam Rideshuva. Another idea that everyone has is that Lord Narayan is to be met with, or is to be understood within one's heart. One conception is just like people always, if they want to refer to God, they point upwards, the spiritual world. So one conception is the spiritual world. The other conception is, why do you look for God everywhere else? He's within the heart, right there next to you. So just, you do what you're doing according to how you like, where you like, when you like, and God knows what you're doing. So that is the other conception. The conception of Yoginam Hridayeshu. The Lord is situated within the hearts of the yogis. Or the ultimate destination of the yogis through their process of Ashtanga Yoga, Dhyana Yoga, is to connect themselves with the Lord within the heart. So both these conceptions are being destroyed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead in this verse. This material conception that the Lord exists just in the spiritual world, and one does not understand how his association can be gained right where one is. The Chaitanya Charitamrita states, Krishna Suryasam Maya Hoy Andhakar, Jahan Krishna Taha Nahi Mayar Adhikar. Or we know the famous incidents of Prabhupada once walking down one of the infamous streets of New York. And then Prabhupada, the devotees got a little embarrassed because they had to pass through that neighborhood, and it was full of various infamous people for various infamous reasons, and the temple was at the end of the street. So the devotees were embarrassed and they begged forgiveness from Srila Prabhupada. We are very sorry, Prabhupada, we had to take you across this street. Prabhupada said, oh really, I saw Krishna. So Krishna Suryasam, Krishna is like the sun, Maya is like darkness. Wherever there is Krishna, there is no darkness. So yes, Krishna's presence can be felt right here. So the first conception that people have, and it is a material conception, God is up there, He will help us whenever He wants to, whenever He decides. And the second conception, which is also material in its understanding, is God is within, and therefore all you need to do is just do whatever feels good, whatever feels nice, whatever is alright. Krishna, Lord Narayan, through this verse, destroys both of those conceptions and explains how, whether it is a spiritual world or the material universe, the association of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is only got in one way. Tatra tishthami Narada, I exist in that place, my dear Narad, yatra gayanti madbhakta. He gives two essential necessities for his being situated somewhere. One essential necessity is that his devotees should be there, and the second necessity is that they should be engaged in constantly glorifying Him and chanting His holy names. Yes, it goes without doubt to understand that devotees means someone who is constantly engaged in chanting the holy names of the Lord. And on the other hand, someone who is constantly engaged in sincerely and without material motivation Ahetuki, Apratihata, chanting the holy names of the Lord, is a devotee. But just as the verses sometimes stress the same point, what is that? Smartavya satatam Vishnu, vismartavya nu jatuchi. The same thing is being stressed. So the same thing is being stressed by Krishna twice in this verse. Madhbhakta and Gayanti. Gayanti here refers to glorifying the activities of the Supreme Personality of God, chanting His holy names. So who will chant the holy names of the Lord but a pure devotee? And what are the activities of a pure devotee? He chants. So if simply it is stated that one is a pure devotee, one understands what is his engagement. And if one hears that someone is chanting constantly without any hankerings, the holy names of the Lord, one understands his devotee. So these Vedic verses are very perfect, very deep. Naham tishthami vaikunthe. This material conception of yours is not correct. So here we find Krishna along with his vibhutis is present. With his Aishwarya is also present. He is present with all of his energies. Parasya shaktir vividhaiva shruyate. Krishna has multifarious energies. And every verse of the Srimad Bhagavatam is full of Krishna and his opulences, which include his devotees and his Aishwarya, his vibhutis. So, Prabhupada explains, the goal of human form of life is to worship Lord Narayan. Actually, he mentions, after all, human form of life is meant for pleasing Narayan, and this can easily be done by performing Sankirtan Yajna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. It is quite appropriate to understand what are the qualities that the Supreme Personality of Godhead expects, or rather, what are the qualities that decorate a devotee that makes the Lord to be present among the association of devotees for constantly chanting His holy names. Prabhupada again and again stresses this fact that through the process of hearing and chanting, one can attain the association of Krishna. While trying to analyze this, we can go to the episode of Ambarish Maharaj. We find in the pastime of Ambarish Maharaj that how he was in great peril. Somehow or the other, Shripad Durvasa Muni, he felt offended, and he created a demon for the destruction of Ambarish Maharaj. And Ambarish Maharaj, being totally dependent on the Lord, the Sudarshan Chakra of the Lord came to save him. And then Shripad Durvasa Muni, he went running to different places, and then he went to the abode of the Lord, and there the Lord explained to him that how his not independent, but he is under the control of his devotees. And he explains a very wonderful qualities of the devotees, because of which he is always situated among the devotees. This platform of Tatra Tishthami Narada Yatra Gayanti Madhbhakta, I am situated where the devotees exist, are constantly chanting my holy names, is to be understood also through the activities of the devotees in Srimad Bhagavatam. Ye dara gara putrapta prananvittam imam param hitva mam sharanam yata katham tam stektam utsahe. Utsahe, utsaha, comes from the word, or translation means enthusiasm. Lord says, I have no enthusiasm. I have no desire. What is that? What is the lack of enthusiasm for? He says, how can I ever give up the association of my devotees who are always engaged in hearing and chanting of my holy names? Why? Because these devotees, for my sake, have given up their dara, their relations in terms of husband, wives, children. Agara, their only shelter in this world in terms of houses or otherwise. Putra, children, grandchildren, their entire heritage in the form of those who carry on their lineage. After, the relatives who are always trying to glorify one's position, from whom one seeks so much support. Prana, their life air. Imam, all of this, all these they have given up. It is not that they have just given up one or two or three. This chanting of the holy name sincerely has to be supported by these wonderful decorations by a devotee. Sharanam yataha. One who have taken such shelter at my lotus feet. By hitva. He's not just saying given up, but totally given up. Neglected. Seeking total shelter under my protection. And then he says, what to speak of all of these? Even the desire to have better life in the heavenly planets or liberation, param, even that is not desired. They don't even think of it. It never even comes within their thought. So if such a devotee who has given up so many things for my sake, how cannot I be amongst them? How can I ever give up the association of such devotees? So this is the decorations that are expected of a devotee. Or in other words, the chanting of the holy names will be completely fruitful if one takes total shelter of Krishna. And total shelter of Krishna means these are certain attachments that Krishna himself explains to Durvasa Muni. These attachments are very strong in this world. Dara, agara, putra, apta, prana, one's own life air, one's own life force. And Ambarish Maharaj embodied all of this. The Supreme Lord Narayana is present amongst devotees engaged in hearing and chanting the holy name of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Chanting of the holy names should be understood very properly. The name is non-different from Krishna. Abhinatvam nama namino. It is Chintamani naam. Whatever desire you have, Chintamani chintam, mind. Touchstone is different. Touchstone will touch, but mind is much more powerful. Anything within the mind, this money can fulfill that. The holy name can fulfill it. And Chaitanya, it is full of consciousness, full of mellows, rasa, and that is form, vigraha. The holy name is form. It is Krishna and has got consciousness, the supreme consciousness. So therefore it is non-different from Krishna. Just as for surrender unto Krishna, we require to be dissociated from all of these things, for surrender unto the chanting of pure names of God, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. These decorations are necessary. This association, disassociation from attachments in this world is necessary. Yatra Narayana Sakshat, Prabhupada translates Sakshat as Krishna Narayana being present there. The second line, Bhagavan Nyasinam Gatihi, Prabhupada translates, Lord Narayana is the ultimate goal of sannyasis. Technically speaking, sannyas is that phase of life when one physically, socially, outwardly and even inwardly gives up any form of attachment in this world. Satanyas, one decides to be situated in following the path of the absolute truth. Holy. So, everyone is directed towards that. The Vedas want everyone to go towards that direction. Sannyas. Prabhupada explains sannyas in very wonderful ways. If one wants to understand what the goal of the sannyasi should be, That is explained here. Bhagavan Nyasinam Gatihi. The goal of the sannyasi should be Narayan. Sannyas should not be taken up for any other purpose. And Prabhupada categorically many a times states, how people take up sannyas for solving their economic problems, solving their hunger problem, so many other ways, for getting name and fame. But Nyasinam Gatihi Bhagavan. The goal of sannyas is Bhagavan, Narayan. And therefore, one of the qualities of sannyasi that has been described is fearlessness, abhayam. A sannyasi is hence fearless, not depending on anyone else. Because his goal is Narayan. And as soon as the goal becomes something else, we find sannyasis become fearful and taking shelter of so many other activities. Sannyas simply does not mean the external dress code. Prabhupada once was delivering lecture to some people and he said, just look at this young boy. He has full facility to do so many things, but he has taken up the sannyas ashram because he wants to make his goal Krishna. At a young age, he has taken sannyas, taken out the order of sannyas. And another lecture, Prabhupada said, look at my disciples. Or he was writing one letter and he said, practically you and your wife, you attend Mangal Aarti, you do the morning program, then your wife goes on for worshipping the deities and so many other services in temple. You go out for book distribution and then you come back and attend the evening program and then totally engage in Krishna consciousness. So practically you are sannyas. Because sannyas means complete engagement in the goal, that is Krishna. Another place Prabhupada explains the danger. I have seen that many of my devotees, because they could not accept the complete renounce order of life, so the facility was given, become married. But then I see they are going away. So don't do this. Don't do this. Please be fixed up in Krishna consciousness. Don't slip away. And that is sannyas, to be fixed up in Krishna consciousness. Sannyas does not mean simply taking on the red cloth. Another time Prabhupada explained to his sannyasis, referring to them, because he was, I'll stop giving sannyas anymore, because I'm seeing that they are not able to follow. So all these statements show and explain this second line. Bhagavan Nyasinam Gatihi. The goal of the sannyasis is Krishna. Anashrita karma phalam karyam karma karoti ya sa sannyasi cha yogi cha na niragnir na cha akriyah chakriyah akriyah. It is not that you give up all your activities, not that you give up the following of the regulative principles just because you are sannyasi. But anashrita karma phalam, detached from the fruits of one's activities, karyam karma karotiya, one who is just situated in hearing and chanting the glories of the holy names. And therefore we explained what is anashrita. What are the ashrita, the shelter that we seek in this world, that Krishna explains to Durvasa Muni in that episode. So that is the goal of the sannyasis. Samstu yate sat kathasu. Wherever the chanting of the glorification of the holy names takes place, Krishna is situated. Please notice how Prabhupada translates this. And Narayan is worshipped through the Sankirtan movement by those who are liberated from material contamination. Sat Kathasu means the Sankirtan movement. If you read the verses, it does not appear. But that is the conclusion that Prabhupada is offering. Sat Kathasu. The movement that was started by Lord Chaitanya. By those who are liberated from material contamination. Prabhupada explains this. In this verse, Narayan is Nasinam Gatihi, the ultimate goal of the sannyasis. The goal of those who have renounced the material world is attainment of Narayan. A sannyasi should therefore dedicate his life to serving Narayan. He should not falsely claim to be Narayan. Actually, when one chants or discusses the transcendental activities of the Lord, he immediately becomes non-envious. Instead of becoming nirvaira, non-envious of other living entities, one who tries to become Narayan becomes envious of the Supreme Lord. Mukta Sangai Puna Puna. And Prabhupada, here nirvaira, because the previous verse explains that if the topics, pure topics of the transcendental world are discussed, the members of the audience forget all kinds of material hankerings, at least for the time being. And then Prabhupada picks up that sutra from there, that word from there, nirvaira, non-enviousness. So if we want to understand the movement of Lord Chaitanya, at least for the time being, one should become non-envious. As Prabhupada begins his introduction of the Bhagavad Gita and says, if one wants to understand the message of the Bhagavad Gita, one should at least accept Krishna as the Supreme Personality of God. He says, at least accept it for that time. And similarly, if one wants to get the benefit of the pure transcendental pastimes of the Lord, at least for the time being, one must become non-envious. And then Prabhupada explains how the original disease is to be envious of Krishna. Everyone is trying to become Krishna. But he explains non-envious of other living entities. In the Antilila pastimes of Lord Chaitanya, a wonderful pastime is explained in chapter 19. This episode explains how the Lord dealt with his mother so lovingly. It explains the Lord's madness. And four topics are discussed in this 19th chapter of the Antilila. His mad speeches in separation from Krishna, his rubbing his face against the walls and his dancing in the Jagannath Ballabha garden. Lord Chaitanya knew that his mother was suffering in separation from him, especially after he told his devotees, now you stay in Bengal, it is so troublesome for you to come. So he would regularly send Jagadananda Pandit, and along with him he would send his message. He would tell Jagadananda Pandit, please when you visit my mother, fall at her feet, touch her feet on my behalf and offer obeisances to her. Please explain to her, to my mother, that I am always trying to seek shelter of her lotus feet. I am touching her lotus feet. Whenever she wants to offer me any food, I come here personally to accept that food that she offers. He personally sent the Mahaprasad of Lord Jagannath and also some cloth of Lord Jagannath when he was performing his pastimes as Krishna. So that his mother he could have a loving reciprocation with his mother. And Kaviraj Goswami says, Lord Chaitanya is the best among the devotees of mothers. And then after that, Jagdananda Pandit went to meet other devotees and he met Advaita Acharya. And Advaita Acharya gave him a sonnet, a very mysterious note. He said, please explain this to Lord Chaitanya. That just as Lord Chaitanya is a madman, is acting now like a madman, everyone here has become mad. There is no longer any need for rice in the marketplace. Those who are mad are mad in ecstatic love of God. And also, one who has become mad in ecstatic love of God has spoken these words. Jagdananda Pandit, when he heard this, he laughed. Because it was so funny. He was speaking about madmen. So, he went to Lord Chaitanya. When Lord Chaitanya read that, he became very grave. Sarva Damodar, he understood what was the message. But still he asked of the Lord, my dear Lord, what does this mean? Lord Chaitanya explained, Advaita Acharya is a very special devotee, very pure devotee. He knows what are the regulations of worshipping the deity mentioned in the Vedic literatures. And accordingly, he follows all the regulations. By his proper regulative practice, he invites the deity for his worship. And for the time that his worship is to be done, he keeps the deity, and when the worship is over, he sends the deity back. The heart of Advaita Acharya is a very great mystic and a devotee, and his heart is not understood so easily. Even I do not understand what is the message sent. And then Lord Chaitanya, his mood changed after that drastically. You'd spend more time hearing and chanting in the association of Swarup Damodar Goswami and Ramanand Rai. And he explained that how his activity is manifested. That is the second topic. His mad speech is in separation of Krishna. He would start repeating the verses from Srimad Bhagavatam offered by Radharani in the Brahmargita. He would start repeating the verses by the queens of Dwarka offered in chapter 90 in separation from Krishna. He would see Krishna somewhere and run for the association of Krishna. Just as it is mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam, he would chant those verses blaming how he was feeling separation from Krishna and putting the blame on providence, on akrura, on circumstances and ultimately on himself. In this ecstatic state, sometimes in the Gambhira, Swarup Damodar Goswami and Govinda would be outside and they would hear Lord Chaitanya constantly chanting the holy names. And then they would hear a special sound, gong, 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 like that. And suddenly they would want to understand they were very much concerned about the Lord. They would enter the room and they would find Lord Chaitanya in one corner of the room with his face totally bleeding with scratches and injuries. My dear Lord, what happened? He said, I was feeling separation of Krishna. I wanted to find the door, but every time I went towards the door, I knocked myself against the wall. I got injuries. Can you help me find Krishna? Where is Krishna? Then they would, seeing his state, Ramanand Raya and Swarup Damodar Goswami, they would sing songs of union and then Lord Chaitanya would be calmed down. Once Lord Chaitanya would go with his devotees in Jagannath Ballabh Gardens and there he would think they are just like the groves of Vrindavan. And suddenly under one Ashoka tree, Lord Chaitanya sees Krishna and he runs for Krishna's association. Krishna disappears. Lord Chaitanya falls unconscious. And then Krishna's scent, the scent of his, the fragrance of his body fills the whole universe and enters Lord Chaitanya's nostrils and completely captures all of his senses. And Lord Chaitanya becomes mad for the scent of Krishna. He runs here and there. Where is Krishna? Behind this tree, behind this shrub, in this garden. And all the devotees run out behind him. So these are the later pastimes of Lord Chaitanya and much more I explained in detail. What I was referring to is a few verses. After explaining all of this, Kaviraj Goswami says, Mahaprabhu Nityananda Dohar Dasir Das Jare Kripa Kore Natare Hoithe Vishwas. If one becomes a servant of the servants of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Nityananda Prabhu and is favored by them, he can believe in all these discourses. Shraddha Kori Shuniha Shunite Mahasukha Khandibe Adhyatmikadi Kutarkadi Dukha. Just try to hear these topics with faith, for there is great pleasure even in hearing them. That hearing will destroy all miseries pertaining to the body, mind and other living entities and unhappiness of false arguments as well. Lord Narayan is worshipped through the Sankirtan movement by those who are liberated from material contamination. And Gosai Maharaj here explains the state of liberation of material contamination. If one becomes servant of the servants of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda Prabhu and is favored by them, he can believe in all these discourses. So yes, the recitation of the discourses and hearing of the discourses is there, but there also should be Shraddha or belief. And that belief arises by the favor that one gets from Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda. And that is possible by becoming the servant of the servant of the servant. And Nirvaida does not have any place among that. So at least for the time being, where one wants to be engaged in hearing the pure transcendental qualities of the Lord and chanting His holy names, one has to be Nirvaida. And for that time being, at least, one should have full faith in Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda and in the philosophy of becoming the servant of the servant of the servant. Hence, Prabhupada says, Sat Kathasu means the Sankirtan movement. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Any questions, doubts or any additions? Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Shri Prabhupada ki,